KD Country 94 weather.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. And what are they going to give for him?
Don't miss the public coin auction on Saturday, September 30th at 9 a.m. Located at 627 Market Street in Portis. Doors open at 8 a.m. for viewing. They're selling 450 lots, including several commemoratives, some cents and some with gold, half cents, large cents, IH cents, many uncirculated wheat cents, 2 and 3 cent pieces, nickels, including 1886B, dimes, quarters, half dollars, dollars, including 1842 seated trade dollar, other trade dollars, peace dollars, CC dollars, Morgan dollars, a 1900 Lafayette dollar, gold, including dollars, 250, 5, 10, and 20, proof of mint sets, silver rounds, and much more. That's the coin auction Saturday, September 30th, located at 627 Market Street in Portis, beginning at 9 a.m. Doors open at 8 a.m. for viewing. Sale conducted by Walters Auction Realty of Portis. Colonel Jim Walters, broker and auctioneer.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Bright sunshine this afternoon with highs around 94. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 69. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. 93 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Low 90s, Saturday, upper 80s, Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 79.
Pumphrey Trucking LLC provides municipal lime out of Beloit for agricultural application. They offer delivery and can apply accurately thanks to a lime spreader, which uses GPS with scales and a variable rate to make sure you get the right application for your field. The most recent test of lime was 75% effective calcium carbonate. Get the most out of your soil and fields with lime application from Pumphrey Trucking LLC. Call them today, 785-648-0051. That's 648-0051 to learn more and schedule your application today.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A first grader who was struck by an arrow while she was out on the playground at school is now out of the hospital. McPherson EMS shared photos of the first responders with the girl as she celebrated her eighth birthday. On Wednesday afternoon, representatives of McPherson, Kansas Police Department, Fire Department, EMS, and McPherson USD 418 School District rallied around the student injured by the arrow and her family. We welcome her back and wished her a happy birthday. McPherson police said a man was target practicing when an arrow went astray, striking the girl half a block away. While he took full responsibility for the accident, police arrested him because it's illegal to use a bow and arrow within McPherson city limits unless it's in an enclosed space. Some people in Hayes are voicing concerns about the new high school's bathroom set to be private, non-gendered stalls. They're concerned about the design of the new school, said the Hayes High School principal, Sean Henderson. He said the bathroom design was made with safety in mind. When you go into that restroom, it's private. When you start talking about dignity and vulnerability of our students and our staff, in that moment when I go in there and close that door, it's my restroom. It's almost an answer for some of those things. Do we still need to have adults there? Do we still need to be very active in how we're taking care of kids and supervising? 100%. While Henderson said the objective is to keep students safe, some in town see potential problems with the bathrooms. Among their concerns is the belief that the design could make it easier to bully or sexually assault someone. Others said the change helps with privacy. It's about time, said Hayes resident Dennis Johnson. People want privacy, and it can't cost that much more. Have a couple job openings to tell you about. Circle Inn Restaurant in Osborne is looking for servers and cooks. Pick up an application at the Circle Inn in Osborne, Highway 24 and 281 Junction, or call them at 785-221-9712. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. And they're an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until a position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763. Email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, reminding you to join them for the Heart Choices Walk Run for Life coming up this Sunday, October 1st at 3 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. There'll be a 5K run, 5K walk, 1 mile walk, and kids races. $25 entry fee includes free t-shirt while supplies last, meal, door prizes, and entertainment. Register today at heartchoicesbeloit.com or call 738-3433. NEK-CAP Incorporated will be offering Love and Logic, Early Childhood Parenting Made Fun classes. This five-class session parenting course developed by the Love and Logic Institute, designed to cut through the complexity of these very challenging topics and provide real solutions that can be applied immediately rather than lots of theory or abstract ideas. Step-by-step instructions are provided for each of the five modules. The five-class session will be held on Wednesdays, October 4th through November 1st, from 9 to 10:30 in the morning at the OCCK Beloit Regional Office Conference Room at 501 West 7th Street there in Beloit. All five sessions will be required to receive the certificate of completion. The workshop is open to parents of children ages birth through 6 years old, as well as mental health professionals and educators working with families. It will be facilitated by Katie Tran, Community Development Advocate. Pre-enrollment necessary by October 2nd. The cost for the course is $9 for the book, which is required. For more information or to pre-register, contact Katie at 785-547-7136 or ktran@nekcap.org. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Down the right field line. Could be trouble in the corner. It's gone! Tyler Nevin with the Tigers' seventh pinch hit homer of the year. It's a three-run inning.
That put the Tigers on 4-0 over the Royals in the bottom of the fourth inning, but the game was suspended due to rain in the top of the fifth. We'll pick up again today. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll look at local sports schedule for today. We have an athlete of the week. Also a big early season Thursday night football matchup. Michigan State will look for a new football coach and a big trade in the NBA on Wednesday. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school cross country coming up today. The Beloit Invitational 3:45 this afternoon. Beloit, Concordia, Lakeside, Lincoln, Osborne, Rock Hills, Smith Center, Southern Cloud, St. John's, Sylvan Lucas, Thunder Ridge, and Tipton are all competing from our area. Again, that will take place in Beloit this afternoon. Also in high school volleyball, St. John's, Tipton, and Sylvan Lucas at the Tescott Triangular with action beginning at 4 o'clock. And in girls tennis, Beloit and Osborne at the Ellsworth Round Robin at 3 o'clock this afternoon. For the full local sports schedule, results, news, and more, visit nckssports.com. We remind everybody, coming up this evening, we'll have high school football locker room chants, chatting with the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and Rock Hills Grizzlies, beginning around 5:15 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Beloit senior Brody Schroeder has been named the nckssports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Schroeder had a big game in helping Beloit to a 30-12 district opening win over Russell last Friday night. He ran for 174 yards on 24 carries with three touchdowns to lead the Trojans to the victory. In the week prior, Schroeder scored four touchdowns with three on the ground and another receiving in a 56-8 win over Republic County in Belleville. On the season, he has run for 321 yards on 57 carries. That's 5.6 yards a carry with seven touchdowns. On defense, Schroeder has also added 13 tackles with one for loss and an interception. Again, congratulations to Beloit senior Brody Schroeder, our nckssports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. We need your help in finding the Athlete of the Week. For more information, you can always visit nckssports.com when we'll announce the winners each week. You can nominate an athlete from any school sport. As heard at the beginning of this sports cast, the Royals game against the Tigers went into a rain delay in the top of the fifth inning and was suspended with the Tigers leading 4-0 Wednesday. That game will be picked up at 12:10 this afternoon. Today's game was originally scheduled for 12:10. We'll now begin 30 minutes following the completion of the suspended game. After today, the Royals will have just three games remaining this season. Week 3 of the NFL season begins tonight. It's the NFC North Showdown between the Packers and Lions in Green Bay. Both teams are tied atop the division standings at 2-1 as kickoff is at 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video from Lambeau Field. In college football, Michigan State officially fired head coach Mel Tucker with cause on Wednesday, citing, quote, his admitted and undisputed behaviors, which have brought public disrespect, contempt, and ridicule upon the university and constitute a material breach of his agreement and moral turpitude, unquote. Tucker's been suspended without pay since September 10th and is under university investigation for a sexual misconduct complaint brought by Brenda Tracy, a sexual assault awareness speaker. By firing Tucker for cause, Michigan State hopes to avoid paying him nearly $79 million that remains on his contract. Tucker is expected to contest the for-cause firing, and there is a potential legal battle. He will finish his career at Michigan State with a 20-14 record, which includes an 11-2 season in 2021. Finally, in sports, in the NBA, star guard Damian Lillard is headed to the Milwaukee Bucks in a three-team deal between Milwaukee, Portland, and Phoenix that was made on Wednesday. The Blazers are sending Lillard to the Bucks, and as Portland will get Drew Holiday, a 2029 unprotected first-round pick, and swap rights in 2028 and 2030 from Milwaukee, as well as DeAndre Ayton and Tomani Kamara from the Suns. Phoenix is receiving all players in the deal as they get Yusuf Nurkic, Nasir Little, and Keon Johnson from the Blazers, and Grayson Allen from the Bucks. More on the trade can be found at NBA.com. We do have a quick programming note before we wrap this sportscast. We were joined this morning on the Sports Ticket by Brian Handy, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, recapping KU's Big 12 opening win over BYU and their game this weekend at Texas. It's all on the Sports Ticket podcast, if you missed it, at katycountry94.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.